This is The Omnichannel Marketer, the show where we get real about what it takes to build a brand, create a seamless omnichannel experience, and drive customer LTV across D2C, Amazon, and retail. I'm Kate Stevens, the CEO of Bridge. Join me for unfiltered conversations from the trenches of e-commerce. We'll unpack strategy and leave you with tactical advice you can use today to drive your business forward. Let's rock and roll. Hi, everyone. This is Kate, your host of the Omnichannel Marketer Show. We're trying something a little bit different this week. I was just at, in early February, the National Hardware Show, where I talked to four different, you know, marketers, presidents, founders of these really cool organizations ranging from tools and, you know, machinery, types of products that you would find at, you know, your Home Depot or Lowe's or local hardware store. So, you know, had some really different stories to share, a little bit different than some of the other guests, you know, very similar challenge around losing that direct relationship when selling omnichannel. So looking forward to what you can learn here. I'm here today with Alyssa Desio from Paragon Group. Alyssa, tell me a little bit more about Paragon Group and your role there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Paragon Group is a family of brands. We mainly focus on the electrical and outdoor space. We have our own brands, which are Linked to Home and Paragon Outdoor. And then we also license brands under Craftsman, Black & Decker, and DeWalt.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about Linked to Own, because that's one of the reasons that you guys are at the conference today.
Yep. So Linked to Home is one of our own brands. It's focused on smart power. So we offer cord reels, pop-up sockets, TV brackets, audio and visual products. But really why we're here today is for our DeWalt EV charger. We are launching it in summertime. It will be available in July. And we are the only people to have a branded electric vehicle charger under the DeWalt brand.
EV is huge now. Talk to me a little bit about your plans for launch and the different channels that you want to sell that through.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're super excited about it. I think the DeWalt brand is very well known in the space and it's very powerful. And we really want to make sure that we focus on who the core customer is for this product. Obviously, an electric vehicle owner. But what type of customer would purchase a DeWalt EV charger? So really our focus right now is on the main retailers, someone like Home Depot, and launching it exclusively there as we learn more about the space. This is our first venture into electric vehicle chargers, starting off there, and then we'll see how the market goes, and then we'll expand. But in the meantime, we're working on our marketing plans, which includes photography, video, lifestyle images, all that sort of fun stuff.
So you're the marketing director for all of Paragon Group. Could you tell me a little bit about your responsibilities in that role?
Yeah, absolutely. So I oversee all the marketing for all of the brands under Paragon Group. So not only does it include any of our presence on retailer sites, it also we have our own direct-to-consumer websites, mainly right now ParagonOutdoor.com. And there you can go and purchase any of our outdoor structures. And then we also launched a configurator where you can create your own pergola, and that is specific just to our own website. So not only do I oversee our products on retailers like Amazon, Home Depot, Lowe's, also our own direct-to-consumer websites, and then our social media.
So you have these omni-channel brands with your own direct site, Amazon, all the different retail. How do you think about creating a consistent end-to-end brand experience for your customers?
That's a good question. well, for us, it's, you know, it's different for each brand and it's different for each retailer. So I think, you know, you have to understand what customer is shopping where, but then also being true to your core brand identity. And each one of them has their own, right? So Paragon Outdoor is much more luxurious, higher end, premium materials. So we want to make sure that that comes through in the content and the copy. But, you know, that doesn't change from retail to retail. We just might change, you know, lifestyle images or the applications of how we're showing the product that would suit their lifestyle.
And for your retail accounts, how do you make sure that you're successful when selling through those channels? Like, how do you, you know, focus on that sell through and the velocity? Or any methods that you have to, like, support those retailers?
We are starting to advertise through some of those retailer platforms. It's something new that we're trying this year. So to be confirmed on how that goes. But I think right now it's making sure that your product listings are perfect, right? So you have all the right imagery, you have everything the customer would need, you have the product manuals, and then the next layer to that would be the advertising, you know, the promoting of the products once you feel like they're in a really good spot.
And how do you think about the post-purchase customer experience? Yeah.
Well, it depends on each product category, right? For Paragon Outdoor, that's a very different post-purchase experience because they have to assemble, you know, a very large item in their backyard. Each one of our brands, we have our own customer service dedicated team. So they're all available at any time to help them. Also making sure that manuals are available at any time. We're working on rolling out more videos to help people understand, especially within the outdoor space, because it could be a little bit tricky putting together an outdoor structure. But it is really important. And I think also, too, being present on social media, because we do get a lot of comments through there as well. So it's not just for the customer service team. You know, our salespeople hear things. I see things in marketing and making sure that, you know, we addressed any issues so that we can help kind of get ahead of anything that might come up for the customer, think ahead for them.
So, Alyssa, what are you most excited about in 2023?
I'm most excited about our EV chargers. It's definitely something new for us. It's a big, big, big deal. I think it's going to be huge. And I think, you know, as a marketeer, it's always a good challenge when you learn a different product category in a different space and how, you know, you have to change the language that you use and the specs and things like that. So it's going to be a good challenge.
Amazing. Alyssa, thanks so much for your time. Really enjoyed chatting.
Thanks for having me.
I have Scott Collins from SunX. He's the president of North America. Scott, it's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Starting, could you just tell me a little bit more about your role and how you came to be in this role at SunX? A little bit of background on the brand?
Yeah. So right now, currently, I'm the president of North America here for SunX Tools, which is a subsidiary of YAT, which is our parent company. My background has been in the tool business from hand tools to power tools and now OPE for the better part of over 20 years. How we got here was we are moving into a new battery kind of mentality in the industry, and I've had some battery experience. We've been kind of bringing that over to SunX Tools.
So what are some of your key goals in this new role? Because I think you're relatively new to the role.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're basically, a couple year in startup company, and overall our goals, right, is just to grow inside of this industry. It's a large industry. There's a lot of room for, you know, market share that's out there. We've been doing this for a very long time, just kind of in the background, right, from an OEM proposition. And SunX Tools has kind of come from that experience of over 25 years of making these products. So our goal really is to build this brand inside of multiple channels from distributors, dealers, and then obviously into retail, mass market as well.
So talk to me about some of the different channels that you're selling through, at direct, e-commerce, retail, and how you think about those different channels for the brand.
Yeah, so obviously from a startup, e-commerce is one of the probably quickest and you know, I want to say easiest ways to get in, get your foot in. But we're having a heavy focus right now on e-commerce and driving that business for the likes of Amazon, right? And then even your retailer.comers, but all the other smaller dot-comers that are out there underneath Amazon, we're in those as well. And really the focus too is, or our second focus has been in the dealer channel, the distributor channel. And we've been having a lot of success there and are enjoying our partnerships there. Our focus over the next year will be to strengthen those two, but also include the retail channel, that being the home hardware centers and mass channel as well.
And how do you think about your end-to-end brand experience, both across all of these channels and, you know, giving that end customer a consistent relationship?
Yeah, I think over the past, 6 months to 8 months, it's been a huge shift. We were more of a catalog brand where we would take a catalog and you could select from. And not a lot of people knew SunX Tools. And what we've been able to accomplish over the last, 6 to 8 months is really change that dynamic to where now we're pushing the information out to everybody, right? Completely changed our e-commerce plan from a catalog website to an actual functioning, shoppable website. So now you can actually research us and know more about us other than just what was in that catalog. And from there, it's really, putting the best quality product out. But on the backside of that is our customer service, right? We have people on staff with over 30 years of experience. So if there are any issues, they can call and we'll walk them through it. I mean, we'll spend however long it takes to make them happy. enjoy our products.
Amazing. And what are some of the challenges that you have being an omni-channel brand, selling direct through dealers, through retail? What are some of the challenges you come across?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's managing all those expectations from each channel. Mm-hmm. It's being able to keep them happy as well, right? So we have to strategically think about these things that what are we doing on e-commerce and how could it affect the other, you know, folks that we're currently selling to. So I think as the team that we have with the team that we have now, you know, we have multiple, you know, meetings up front before we make any strategic changes to see how could this affect the whole lineup of where we're out there at today. And we sit down, we think about it and put into place, I wouldn't say, you know, plan B, but, you know, plans for other folks as well to offset any plans that we may put into place at like an e-commerce. The distributor world is a very, it's a world that like we want to make sure that we protect and sometimes can be affected by almost any other channel. So that's why we do these kind of strategic planning where we say, hey, if we're going to do this here, what can we do there as well? And keeping them all in line and not feeling like one, they're at a disadvantage. Due to the maybe their size versus, say, an Amazon or another e-commerce platform.
What would you say is the channel breakdown between, you know, approximate percentages, your different channels, and how do you expect that to change going forward?
Yeah, so right now I'd say we're about 50-50 between e-commerce and more distributor, dealer market. Mm-hmm. Where the big change would be is trying to get into that more home hardware center, mass retailer side.
Okay.
Right now e-commerce has been a big focus for us and then our dealer market, with very little, you know, placement in other retailers up there.
And for those who aren't aware, could you explain the concept of a dealers and what that means?
Yeah. So a dealer is like a town, equipment store. So like, for example, you know, the town is Johnstontown, it may be Johnstontown Power Equipment. And it's where you would go and buy, your outdoor power equipment. The cool part about the dealers is that they actually service the items also. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that aspect, you might pay a little bit more for the tool with these dealers, but you know that if there's an issue that you can take it back and they'll help you with that. So these are, you know, pockets of, you know, like I said, dealers that are all around the United States. And the distributor is the kind of the in-between. So we'll sell directly to a distributor. They'll buy them in larger masses, right? But they'll sell to multiple dealers that are in a certain regional geographic area.
Makes sense. So, Scott, what are you most excited for in 2023?
I mean, really, it's the launch of what we have. We just had our 20-volt launch at the end of 22. So it'll be coming out really in, you know, mass inside of 23. We're already working on some things to launch in the back half. So I think at our show in October, we'll have some pretty exciting things to show also.
Great. Thank you so much. It was really fun talking to you.
Thank you so much, too.
I'm here with Brian Nooner, founder of Twist & Seal. Brian, thanks so much for having us.
Hi, Kate. And thank you for putting us on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So could you tell me about the origin story of Twist & Seal?
It's kind of a family thing. My wife was, we live in the Chicago area, and so during the winter, we have some pretty harsh winters, but a lot of snow, ice, melting, rain, and things like that. And the holiday lights were continually going out. So after the second year in a row that the lights all went out the night of a holiday party, she was kind of frustrated. And she just said, literally, she said, can't you do something about this? And the light bulb went off. And I said, I'm going to. And I actually missed about half the holiday party. I was in my office drawing up things and thinking, trying to get those thoughts off my head, actually what I was thinking about. And what was born was the Twist & Seal, which is a product that keeps water out and keeps your power on, your lights on. So it keeps water from getting in between the plug connections. It was first started with trying to protect holiday lights. It quickly grew from that to protecting cords around that you use every day, whether it's on your deck, whether it's for a power tool, something like that. And then it grew into the construction industry. So we started making products unique to the construction industry for the large cords. And then we found another gap in the market of, well, we put a lot of cords together, like on strips and things like that outside, and we used to cover them up in a bag. And you would use that power to power up, like, blow up decorations and various lights. So you need something that kind of covers up everything. So Twist and Seal came from that, basically 2012, from just an idea that my wife was saying, hey, can't you fix this? To now Twist and Seal has four products on it, the Mini for holiday lights, the Cord Protect for regular cords, the Max for large construction cords, and the Cord Dome for numerous cords of various shapes and sizes. They all do one thing, and that's keeps water away from electrical cord connections. Mm-hmm. And so from that 2012 time, which we didn't sell anything that first year, we sold a few in 2013, to now we've sold over 22 million twists and seals throughout six countries.
Wow, that's amazing growth. What are some of the channels that you sell Twist and Seal through? And, you know, how do you think about channel distribution, whether it's retail or e-commerce, and, you know, how that fits into your brand?
Well, we're fortunate enough to be in most all of the major retail big box, where you can find Twist and Seal in Home Depot, in Lowe's, Walmart, Ace, Menards, and we're at our last count, we're in about 35,000 different retail locations in six countries. In addition to that, you can find us on Amazon, find the products, all the product offerings on Amazon, and then, of course, our own e-commerce website.
And what's the approximate breakdown of sales now between retail, Amazon, and your own website?
Retail is probably above 90%.
Okay, that makes sense. So as you think about selling through these different channels, how do you think about, you know, a consistent customer experience through those channels?
Well, we have a very high quality control system in our manufacturing, and even before it leaves our warehouse, we have various checks and balances on it. And we virtually get no returns of our product.
Wow.
And if we get a return, it's because somebody picked up the wrong product for the job. It's like they picked up the wrong tool to do something.
Right.
They needed a larger one rather than the small Twist and Seal. So yeah, it's a we have a very high quality control system.
And how do you think about the post purchase customer experience? You know, especially for retail where you often don't have the ability to communicate or educate the customer as much as you could on your own site.
Well, we do get a lot of reviews. We are a highly reviewed product in each one of our products. And so if a customer buys something from Home Depot, whether they buy it on HomeDepot.com, for example, or they go into the store, they are writing reviews on like the Home Depot website. And then there's also a company that actually gathers up all those reviews from the major retailers, and we have the ability to answer them.
Hmm.
And so we are on that all the time, answering and communicating with our customers.
Amazing. So, Brian, I know that this is not the only brand that you started. Could you talk to me about the other brands that you started as well?
Well, fortunately, once you are in a major retailer and you're a vendor that's doing a good, consistent quality job for them and their products are selling, it's a little, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's easier. You don't have to go through all the same learning curve you did the first time. And so with that, we developed RhinoCart, which is here at the show, which is a very innovative way of, we changed the entire like moving cart industry. And you'd have to see it to really appreciate it. But if you go on RhinoCart.com, your viewers, they could see that. That's RhinoCart.com. The other product that we have here is the Drill Dock. The Drill Dock is a very unique, innovative way to organize your drills and take that from the workshop to a work van to a bucket on the job site or up on a bucket, like on a lift bucket, high up in the air. And so it's a really unique way of allowing either the professional or the do-it-yourselfer to organize their drills and carry it around with them.
So you talked about that learning curve of getting into retail. For our listeners, what are some of your tips for how to be successful at retail? You know, some of those learnings that you've applied to both all three of your businesses now.
Pay attention to the details and get out from behind your desk. And if you have a retailer that is actually selling your product, get out there and actually watch customers interact with your product at the store level. And if you hang around long enough, you'll actually start to hear comments. I actually hung around. I called myself the retail stalker because I'd hang out at the stores. I actually had to tell the managers what I was doing because they're like, what are you doing here so long? I would just stand away from our product and just watch people's eyes as they looked at our merchandising, at the packaging. I wanted to see how they interacted. Did it stop them? And what did they say about it? When they picked it up, what did they do with it? Were they having a hard time opening something? And so we were constantly iterating and changing based upon either customer reviews or comments. And specifically when I would see them interact with that product, I would go back immediately and talk to engineering and start making changes. And so when you constantly iterate and you're changing to meet the market, the needs of that customer, it works at the end.
That makes so much sense. Brian, thank you so much for your time. Really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
I am here with Curtis Newman from DK2. He is the marketing specialist. Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Excited to have you on. If you could just, you know, start by telling me a little bit more about the DK2 brand and kind of the story there, and then, you know, your role at the company.
Yeah. So we've been around for, almost 10 years now, and, started off very small, you know, snow plows, winches, auto accessories. So, you know, bike racks and cargo carriers. Now, we started getting a lot more business, and 2018, we released a new line of outdoor power equipment, so that's when we kind of branched off from, you know, the auto accessories. So that, in 2018, picked us up big time, and ever since then, we've been going up and up and up, and, now we're a brand with 5 lines. And we've just introduced 2 more lines, air compressors, and our Pure Power series powered by Energen. And, we're a brand brand with a tight-knit team. We're all very close. We all have the same values. We work really hard to, provide the best experience for our customer with what we have on hand. And, you know, with growth, we are improving on all fronts. So, you know, marketing material, educating customers on the products, quality of life for our internal team as well as our external team, so sales reps. And then customers, obviously the most important thing. So, you know, as we've been growing, we've been working really hard to improve everything on all fronts. So we're very excited to see what the future holds. 2023 is going to be a great year. That's DK2.
Great. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about, you know, the history of the channels that you're selling in already, and then, you know, basic channel breakdown, and then where you're looking to focus and, you know, how that might change going forward.
Yeah, so we are in, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Tractor Supply. We've got, you know, a ton of dealers that we work with. And what was the other part of the question?
So how do you see that changing going forward? What are some of the new channels that you're prioritizing?
Well, new channels is, e-commerce for sure. Working on improving our B2B e-commerce for the small dealers, you know, anyone that doesn't use, an automated ordering service like EDI, we want to make sure that the people that don't use that have the opportunity to, come to us, have their own login for their B2B site at DK2, so they can order easily, and then on our end, it should be all automated. Integrated with our system, everyone has an easier time ordering from us instead of, you know, hey, I'm emailing, I want this, this, and this. How much is it going to cost? It's not going to be like that anymore. It's going to be, you know, looking forward, we're going to improve that. And then, you know, direct to consumer is another thing that we're looking at as well. You know, it's one of the benefits that comes with the e-commerce upgrades. So we're investing a lot of time, focus, you know, teamwork into the initiative of, you know, helping people have an easier time with, you know, ordering, whether you're a customer or a buyer, small or large. That's what our focus is for 2023. It's making things easier for everyone.
So thinking about that concept of making things easier, what are some of the challenges that you experience in channels right now that that you're hoping to improve going forward, either on the, you know, on the customer or on the company side?
Challenges right now that we have, you know, it's because we've grown so fast, we've outgrown our manual, you know, order entry. Our customer service guys are, you know, doing so well, but, you know, the challenge is overcoming the vast amount of orders that we have coming in every single day. You know, our team is great, but we want to improve that for them. So that's why we're focusing on this big change. We're only getting bigger, and, you know, I think it's about the quality of life, not only for our team here, but for our customers on the other side. So, yeah.
And how do you think about the post-purchase customer experience now? What does that look like for you? And, you know, what could potentially be improved there?
Yeah, so remarketing is huge. You know, the goal is to, you know, if someone buys a product, we want to be able to remarket. We have consumable parts in a product, so we're talking about belts, blades. You know, you use a chipper for long enough, you're going to need a new blade. If they're dull, it gets, you know, fairly dangerous. So we want to make sure that within the time period that someone would use the product, on average, we would be able to remarket to that person and say, hey, are you in need of a blade? You know, right now, with such a rudimentary e-commerce system that we have running, it's hard to track the customer base. It's hard to track the customer base by product, but it's hard to track the customer base in general. So it all comes down to, again, the focus this year, which is, you know, being able to collect the proper data from our customers to be able to give them exactly what they need before they know they even need it. So that's that.
Makes complete sense. It ultimately, like, the customer wins and the brand wins because you're able to, you know, give them that seamless brand experience. Mm-hmm. So, Curtis, thank you so much for your time. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you very much.
Hi again. I hope you enjoyed this new format. Would love to hear your feedback. You know, really loved this conference style, personally getting to talk to and, you know, interview live for this podcast, but would love your feedback if we should be doing more of these as we go to conferences throughout the year. Thanks. If you liked this podcast, follow me and the Bridge page on LinkedIn and Twitter for hot takes and tactical advice. If you really loved today's episode, we'd love a review on the podcasting platform of your choice, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thanks for listening.